Hello everyone, it's Paul Hawkinsville podcasting audio mode day 7. I know I need to catch up a bit. I've got lots to share, but I'm currently going through mini discs. Yes, I'll do more about them in a minute. Currently going through mini discs, trying to find some stuff that I want to share from old times ago. Oh yes, there's a few things I want to do with that, so that'll be good once I get there. I'm getting there, but I'm having to play stuff in live from the mini disc to my LS14, my Olympus digital recorder. It's going well, but as I said, some things I want to bring out of that. I've got another few things planned, and hopefully I'll manage to catch up in the end. But hey, it doesn't matter if I end up doing some more beyond audio mo, I guess. Maybe some others in my position. Don't be deterred, do try and keep up or catch up, or yeah, get through the 30 mows, as it were. Just gonna fade this down a little bit. I want to talk about something. This is a kind of a quick win, really, I suppose. We'll talk about clothing. I don't know, if you're visually impaired, you'll know what I mean, and if you're sighted, one of my sighted followers, friends, you'll kind of get it. It's been really interesting, a bit of a journey for me at work. Felt that I needed just to sort of dress things up a bit. You know, hadn't really, there isn't a dress code as such here, and nobody wanted to wear sort of like polo, branded polo shirts or anything like that, with our logo on or anything like that. So just been thinking, really, well, you know, I don't feel comfortable so much wearing jeans, but I don't want to come into work every day in a shirt and tie. So I'm kind of looking for that middle ground, and what is it called? And I think it's probably called informal office wear or something. That was what one person described it. And so over the last few months, I suppose, but increasingly, certainly over the last week, because I'm going to Debenhams on Saturday, probably Debenhams, and maybe some others, but certainly them. I've been thinking about, you know, what to do regards clothing, because I kind of need something where I can go into work, say in the morning, without a tie, and then if I need to put a tie on, and just to be, so go from being smart casual to smart, that I can do that, you know, keep it on my bag, or just choose one and take it to work, but not necessarily wear it. It's the worst thing in the world. There isn't fashion advice for visually impaired men. I don't know if there's not that much fashion advice for men per se, because it's all we I don't know. If you can't see what people are doing, then you tend to... Oh, she's running around like an idiot. Then you tend to... You crazy boy. Are you crazy? Ready? Go! 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 You would tend to conform if you can see what other people are doing. So you, and then you might make your own style based on that, you know, and bits of what you see other people doing. But if you can't see it, I think it's quite difficult to sort of know what to do, really. Get here. Hush. Ready. He's going to make me play with him. Ready. Steady. Go, go. Tough dog. Go on. Go. Go like that. Go. He's trying to goad me. Right. Go. 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 Back. Right. Back. 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 Over there. Back. 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 Get back. 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 No. Back. 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 Go. Come on. Come in then. Anyway, he's taking over the show. Go on, let's calm down for a minute. Yeah, there isn't that advice, really, for visually impaired people. There is, I know on the Audio Boom, there is a channel, Fashionability, but that's more for girls, really. I don't need fashion advice as such. I think the conclusion I'm coming to, it's things like, okay, so I'm going to wear chinos, probably, because that's what people do, and it seems to be the one that you would gravitate to. Most people would do that, they know what it is. But then what shoes do you wear with those? And you know, I need as much one size fits all kind of thing as possible. And then, you know, if you get a shirt the whole thing I was going through, because I've never tucked shirts in, not casually anyway. But one of my friends just said to me at work, and he's a guy, and he said, no, when you're in your mid-40s, you know, you tuck your shirt in if you're wearing chinos. Just do it. Just do that. So I will. But it's just really weird. I don't know. It's me, maybe. But I'm reflecting on it at the moment a little bit, and I'm hopefully going to get some good advice. But that tends to be the advice I'm taking, that I'm going to go to, if I'm going to go to trouble of getting a nice shirt and some chinos of different colours. Not yellow, but yeah, blacks, greys, beige maybe. But then that I need to make sure that, you know, I'm tucking the old shirt in. Nice belt, that's what he said as well. I don't know if I possess any nice belt, so I need to review that. But then there's that whole thing about, oh, you got to go and try it all on, and does that feel right? I mean, last time I did this, I did do it a few weeks, and about a month ago, I went and got some chinos, my first pair, and I kept trying them on. My waist is a lot bigger than I thought, and longer legs than I realised, and then there's different styles. Some hang on your waist, some go up a bit. So I've got to look at all that as well. I don't want hangy on your waist thing. And that will matter more if I'm tucking my shirt in. Do you see what I mean? So anyway, this is Audio Mo, so I'm not going to go on about it. But if anyone has any advice and would like to dispense it, then please feel free. I will listen, but do be serious. Because I'm a bit sensitive about it as well, you know. It's like, oh, I need to ask about fashion. And it feels a bit weird, really, to be quite honest. I'm a blokey bloke, really, where that kind of thing's concerned. You know, I like to get my hair cut nice and all the rest of it. That's okay, because there's very, very much generally accepted opinions on about how you would have your hair, for example. But clothing, it identifies you, doesn't it? So I'm going to need to know. Anyone got some helpful hints? Anyone can give me advice? Male or female? As long as you're reasonably serious about it, because I'm a bit scared. Right, anyway, that's me. Hope you enjoyed this audio mo. As I said, there'll be more coming up soon. I will be going through that mini disc stuff. I've got something that I did, really would have been for VE Day, but I didn't get to do anything then because I didn't take part in the May, whatever, booze of May or whatever it was. So I will do something. I've done quite a montage of things around D-Day because it was the 70th. Year, wasn't it, just now, so in 9th of May, something like that. So I need to do that one, and I've got another couple of exciting, I think quite exciting things coming up. They're kind of edited things. So alright then, I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.